Hey everybody, welcome to the Ground Effect Podcast, where we dive into the heart of Formula One, bringing you the latest news, insider analysis, and sharing our thoughts on the motorsport we love. So come and join us, G and Mick, as we look forward to what promises to be an exciting 2025 Formula One season. G'day race fans. When Lewis Hamilton signed for Ferrari, the F1 world exploded with excitement. 14 races later during the 2025 season, there are no podiums, no wins, and even Lewis himself is calling his performance useless. Mick, I know you're a massive Lewis Hamilton fan. You've followed him since the beginning of his career. What do you make of all this?
He's a 7-time world champion and we expect instant success, but I think there's definitely a lot of different factors at play here.
So Ferrari, we know that there's a lot of pressure. We've seen it with multiple champions. You only have to look back at Fernando Alonso, Sebastian Vettel. Everyone's trying to emulate the Schumacher years of dominance, which was 2000 to 2004, of course. Lewis Hamilton, he is taking on this challenge, but unfortunately so far this season, it isn't bearing the fruits of which he probably envisioned when he first decided to take on this contract.
It's definitely been a tough transition for him. Culturally, it was probably a bit of a shock. I think it was definitely harder than maybe what he thought. There's always time to turn it around. He's a 7-time world champion, right? He knows what he's doing. There's a combination of things from driving style to completely different team, the way the team does things, you know, even a language barrier, car setup, the way the car handles and the way the car drives. It's not as easy as what people think. I think we just expected him coming in. It's Lewis Hamilton. We had that iconic photo and we're all hyped up and, oh man, this is going to be amazing. We're going to go straight to the top, and it was never going to be the case.
All right, let's delve a little deeper into the 2025 season for Lewis Hamilton. If we look at the Drivers' Championship, Leclerc, his teammate, is quite well ahead, 151 to 109, but we know that a points table doesn't always tell the full story, of course. Over 14 races, has mentioned, no podiums, no wins, no poles yet. He did manage the pole for the sprint in China and he went on to win that race as well, and he's also had a podium at Miami in the sprint race there. So I think a lot of people do forget there were some pretty good results at the start of the season.
Take Hungary out and the disqualification in the main race.
For China, that's right.
For China. He still scored points in every round. Okay, yes, he's not on top of the car, but he's doing his job, right? It just looks worse because his teammate is clinging up. We expect Lewis to be up there fighting. Yes, from his own standards, it's not great. And then we saw the reaction in Hungary.
We know that Ferrari has clearly a problem with the rear end and the ride height. There's also a lot of speculation about the ground effect era, whether that even suits Lewis Hamilton's driving style. Now, the counter argument would be there from some people would be like, well, come on, he's a great driver. He should be adaptable. Because you would think that after X amount of time, he should be on top of the current regulations, which has been in effect since 2022.
Let's say you've been riding with your right hand for, 10, 11 years, and then all of a sudden you lose your right hand, and then you have to try and write with your left hand. You're not going to be able to do it straight away, are you? It's going to take you time to figure out how to do it. That's just a stupid example. My only
counter argument to that would be like, yeah, but everybody's in the same boat. Say, like, if you look at, let's say Verstappen. Verstappen's been in Formula One since, 2015, came to Red Bull 2016. Why do you think someone like Max Verstappen has been able to adapt to the regulations better than, say, someone like Lewis Hamilton?
Look, some drivers adapt better. We can even go back to Sebastian Vettel when he won his 4 world championships, right? And that Red Bull was running the blown diffuser. As soon as they took the blown diffuser away, Sebastian Vettel struggled. It's just some drivers can adapt a lot better. We know Max Verstappen can get in anything and drive the wheels off it. For Lewis's driving style, he's late on the brakes, sharp turning. That's the way he likes to drive the car, and that's the way he's liked to drive since his McLaren days. Then we come to a ground effect car where it's a little bit different. You can't just late brake and turn really sharp. These cars carry more momentum mid-corner, let's say. So probably a little bit more rolling speed, and they're very sensitive on the rear with sharp inputs. Then you throw on top of Mercedes running a push rod front and rear suspension. It comes to a Ferrari, and Ferrari this year are running pull rod front and rear. The way the car feels under braking, the way the car handles, yeah, the way the car turns, just the way the car reacts in general. He could probably jump back in the Mercedes and go, I'm all good.
Yeah. This, I remember feels natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas right now, the way the Ferrari's set up, it just doesn't feel quite natural to him yet.
Look at Carlos Sainz. It took him a long time to get the handle of that Williams over there and a few other drivers as well. So it's definitely not just a matter of just jumping into a car and figuring it out straight away. That's for sure. We've followed Lewis Hamilton since the beginning of his career, and this is probably one of his biggest challenges. We know there was a massive one in 2021 in Abu Dhabi that really hit him pretty hard. This is the next big challenge for Hamilton, is to turn this around. Let's not forget, he is getting older. All athletes go through this at some point where they start to question their own abilities. Do you think he's at that point now? Or do you think he's just frustrated with just how everything has gone up to this point?
Yeah, I don't think he doubts his ability. Look at your trophy cabinet, man. You know what I mean? Like, you know what you're doing. It probably comes from more of a frustration. They've been told to lift and coast because of plank wear. The only way that car can be fast is when it's low to the ground. So I just think he's highly frustrated, and it's probably easier to put the blame on himself. You know, you're in a fresh team. You're in a team that's highly emotional, right? So if you say the wrong thing, you're going to upset the people that you need to help you get back to where you want to go.
Especially at the start of this fresh career, right?
Yeah.
He needs to tiptoe.
And we're going into a part of the season that he's generally done better in throughout his career. The second half of the season, after the summer break, he's always been pretty strong. He's got his new engineer from Mercedes, Luca Diella, I think his name is. When he was at Mercedes, he had a lot to do with braking and engine management. When you look at the Ferrari side, this is where Hamilton seems to struggle the most. He's slowly getting a team around him, and it's going to take even them a few races, because you've got to remember, these engineers are coming in. They've got to get used to the culture. They've got to get used to the way the team works as well. So it's not just, all right, bring the engineer and it's going to change overnight. Even that's going to take time. So I think once all these things start to get into place.
That's a really good point, because one thing that kind of irks me a lot, everything is always compared to Schumacher and what Schumacher did.
Yeah.
But let's not forget, Schumacher went to Ferrari in 1996. He didn't win his championship until the year 2000. People forget that it takes time. And not to mention, let's just also remember who's sitting next to him, Charles Leclerc. Come on. He's one of the quickest guys on the grid. Who did Schumacher have next to him in 96? Was it Irvine? 96, Schumacher came in with Eddie Irvine. So no disrespect to Eddie Irvine. I mean, he almost did win the championship, I think, in 1999, when I think it was Schumacher broke his leg that year and they just missed out to Mika Hakkinen and the McLaren. Charles Leclerc is one of the fastest around. So he already has a teammate that has been with Ferrari, very comfortable in the team, although you could probably argue he's quite frustrated, or just as frustrated as Hamilton. I think there's some unfair comparisons of expectation on Lewis Hamilton to get the job done with a championship within one season.
This is probably going to be a little bit controversial. Leclerc, right? His teammate, like you said, he's one of the fastest. But what's he had? 26, 27, whatever it is, however many poles, and he only converted 5 of them. You could also say Charles has failed to deliver too, but he's been there longer.
Or we could just say Ferrari's failed on their strategy calls, because there's been a lot of unlucky. Well,
that's what I mean. There's a lot of different factors on why he hasn't converted all of those, but some of those are his own doing as well.
We've got 10 races left. What are your thoughts going into the next 10?
Well, I think for him is in the background, getting his engineers, even Angela, getting him gelling with the team properly. Off track, that's probably his biggest thing. And that is naturally going to take time. On track, if he can get some consistent, decent results, we'll see a different Hamilton. You know what? I don't think the racing side of it actually bothers him too much. I think he's more dirty at himself for the one lap stuff, because that really does affect his weekend. It's setting him up for a tough Sunday.
And the issue too is that's a massive comparison against your teammate as well. So if your teammate is, you know, doing well, and naturally that would have hurt him a lot, seeing Charles get pole in the last time out, and then him, you know, not being able to get into Q3 on back-to-back weekends as well.
The difference between his bad and his good at the moment is so big, where before, in his heyday, his bad, you didn't even notice he's bad because he was still finishing on the podium.
All right, let's say he comes back from the summer break and the rest of the season just doesn't pan out very well in relation to his performance against his teammate. Do you think at any point he would think about stepping away from it all?
No. I don't. I think he'll stay and see 2026 at least. I think the new regulation changes might suit him a little bit better this year. To be honest, just write it off. Don't worry about it. I mean, you're going to cop criticism every day of the week, no matter what. All these ex-drivers are coming out going, he's gone, he's passed his use-by date, he's lost it, age has caught up with him. Don't worry about that, man. Just get yourself
focus. Don't think age is a factor at the moment. It's just purely more of an adaption to the car.
At the moment, yes. Let's see how we go next season. Deep down, I think that's why he decided to go now, to give himself. Yeah, because surely you would know. It's not going to be a cakewalk. It's not like you're walking into Brackley, everyone's speaking the same language. He knew it was going to be a big adjustment. And looking ahead to 2026, he needed to give himself that year. Yes, the results haven't been great compared to his standards, and that's why he's down on himself. But I think in the back of the mind, all of this is preparing himself for a good crack in 2026.
It will be the pivotal point for his career. If it's a failure, he doesn't make, you know, progress, that potentially could be his last season.
Yep.
But if he's in the hunt, even if he loses out to Charles Leclerc, but let's say it's close, his race wins, I think he'll hang around because he'll back himself. My only worry is that if these substandard results continue through the remaining races this season and we don't see a lot of improvement into the beginning of next season, I think that's when the self-doubt will come. And unfortunately, there'll be more outside noise. It's going to be a very interesting watch over the next few months for Lewis Hamilton, and especially a Lewis Hamilton fan like yourself.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough watch. I have no doubt this year was all about prepping himself for a good crack next year. Like you said, if next year's a failure, then look, if he wants to walk away, is what it is, mate. You've got the numbers don't lie. Okay, yes, you took a hit for a couple of years to your legacy, but I'm like, man, look at your trophy cabinet. That's your legacy there. The numbers don't lie. You're still one of the best ever. Whether you're the GOAT or not, that's debatable. He hasn't gone backwards by going to Ferrari.
No.
It's still a step forward because he's beaten his old team. To be honest, did he go there thinking Ferrari could really win this year? When what we saw from Red Bull?
Yeah, I don't think.
When McLaren were on the up.
Not a constructors' championship, but I think he would have gone and thinking that there were chances for some race wins. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. And that's probably the frustrating part because he probably did think he was going to get some race wins. And who knows? We've still got 10 races to go. Anything can happen.
It was interesting that you mentioned his legacy as well, because that is an interesting point. That is a bit of an issue for Lewis Hamilton, though, because I think in his own mind and his head, he's very much his brand and his legacy, I think, are extremely important to him. This is why he's a lot more down on himself, because I feel this affects him a lot more than, say, another driver. I think for Lewis, he wants that eighth title. He wants to sit at the pinnacle, which is natural. I understand that. You're equal championships with Michael Schumacher, and you do feel pretty hard done by with what happened in 2021. But I just hope, regardless what happens, rest of the year, going to 2026, we see a happier Lewis Hamilton. That's all I want to see. I just want to see the guy with a smile on his face. If he can get a few podiums, a few wins, all the better for it. If he never wins a world championship for Ferrari, in my eyes, it doesn't affect his legacy, just like it didn't affect Alonso's legacy or Sebastian Vettel's legacy. It is what it is, right?
It'll come. Patience. Yeah. Patience, people. Just, it's not all doom and gloom. He's making it sound a lot worse than what it is because he has such high expectations on himself. That's it. Yeah.
100%.
Like I said, he gets three or four back-to-back races with a solid performance, you'll see. You'll flip. Yeah. And we like to jump on people when they're down, right? You're only 6 months in. Chill out, brother. Like, relax, man. You're good. You're good. Don't worry.
Yep.
Just keep doing what you're doing. You know what you're doing. You've been here. You've done that.
All right. Question for you and for the viewers. Do we see Lewis Hamilton on the podium this year? 10 races to go. Some good tracks that he's pretty decent on.
Yeah, look, if he can get the car into the window where he's comfortable, I reckon we can. Because the car's improved. The car's definitely improved. It's quicker than it was at the start of the year. So the upgrades that they've brought have definitely made the car a lot more competitive.
Why not? Before. Like, this is the thing that people forget.
Well, he hasn't been far off, man. What? He's had a couple of fourth places.
Yeah. I think three P4s, I think, over the season.
So he's not far off.
A little bit of luck. So you just think this is purely just a slump, low on confidence, just needs to adapt better to the car, and he'll be back for 2026.
Yep.
Well, you've heard it here. Lewis Hamilton fan Mick might even throw up some pictures of him when he first met Lewis Hamilton back in 2012, looking like a 15-year-old girl at a, oh God, I don't know, what are you listening to these days? I have no idea. But anyway, you'll get the drift if I do post it. Love to hear your thoughts and comments below. If you're writing Lewis off, is he washed or is this just a little blip in his career? Everyone goes through them. The guy's a champion. I think he bounces back. We get back to the typical Lewis Hamilton performances. So, any final thoughts, Mick?
Got to ride the wave, man.
Yeah, still we rise.
At the moment, still we rise. We're just waiting for the next set to roll in because, yeah, once he catches it, we've seen what he can do.
All right, love to hear your comments, negative, positive, all about Lewis Hamilton. And of course, if you like the content, it helps us greatly if you do give us a sub and like the video, because we can prove to our wives that we do have followers and people do listen to us. So that would be very nice. And then until the next one, we'll catch you then.